this depletion of U.S. defensive capabilities and long-range weapons, how does that affect U.S. leverage in any negotiations?
Well, it affects our positioning with regard to how much we want to risk if in a return to combat operations. Of course, you know, when I was in the role, you have to constantly balance the international demands, global risks, you know, the things that you're very most concerned of. And for me, I always keep a watchful eye on China. And in a war with China, we would need THAAD missiles. We would need PAC-3 missile interceptors. We would need PRISM, all those missiles that, to one degree or another, the Center for Strategic and International Studies reported were in the stockpiles were low. So I'd be very conscious of that. And I might be reluctant to employ them in certain scenarios if I knew that it would affect my global supply.